The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, no one I'm on the street where you live.
Well, they know where we live. There's Dino Paul Crocetti right there. Dean Martin, the great Dean Martin, what a sweetheart of a guy. My gosh, what a great guy. And missed every single day. Hey, so, yeah, they know where we live, man. I'm afraid you're going to have more than 10. Is law enforcement really, they're expecting law enforcement to show up? I can't believe. I can't believe that as we approach Thanksgiving and we're supposed to give thanks and they still don't use, it's tough getting tests. Thank God we have the vaccine coming up, like Dr. Strange was saying, and we will get there. But my goodness gracious, and we've done so good. We've done so good. But meantime, you had, there was a Albert, what have you said, it was a wedding, a Jewish wedding, and did they give summons to the wedding? Did they fine the
Yeah, they did. I believe they fined them $15,000 for having that gathering. And again, they kept it so secret.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Now, I'm sorry. Governor Murphy is on CBS this morning. I'm being distracted by his teeth. I apologize. It's like on every screen right now. I mean, he's doing a better job of not showing the teeth while he's talking, which is fantastic.
It's the lighting. They have him in this low lighting.
Well, not they have him. It's in his house. It's in his house. He lives
in Middleton. Whoever runs his life.
They find the synagogue and the hall. And what happened was they kept this so secret. Nobody knew that this was going on because a couple of months ago, another synagogue wanted to do a wedding and they were, you know, mailing out invitations, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the city caught wind as well as the state and they shut it down. This time, they kept it very, very hush hush and they ended up having it. And the pictures from inside, I mean, there were thousands of people inside, no masks on, no social distancing. Yeah.
Where was this now?
In Brooklyn.
I wonder if they would do it to a Catholic church. I wonder if they would do it to a mosque. You know, I wonder this. I feel like they're just picking on the Jewish community. And if you keep going after people like this, how do you fight this virus? Are you going to keep cowering down? And why do they keep picking on the Jewish community? It seems, in my opinion, this seems totally racist. I'm sorry. It seems totally racist. And that to fine a Jewish community $15,000 for a virtual religious gathering, is that what that is? And on the other hand, now, when Governor Murphy of New Jersey, and I know he's a nice guy, but politically, you know, Governor Murphy, these Democrats are just, they don't understand the community. They just don't, because they come from outside and then they become governors because they have a lot of money and they have no idea and they get paid and they have people around them and they don't identify with you or not in New York and not in New Jersey. And if you're listening, as you listen around the country, the same way for your public servants, supposed to be public servants around the country. So Governor Murphy, you saw this, it was all online. And he's at dinner with his family. Now he gets accosted by folks that come up to him because he's outside, he's having dinner. And I really have to say that is not the right thing to do, because it wasn't fair to the governor. He was outside. You're allowed to be outside. He was under 10 with these ridiculous, ridiculous rules that they have. But I don't believe, even if there was, if there was Maxine Waters or AOC out, I don't believe you should go over and say, hey, I don't think those politicians, as they go out in public life, should be accosted. It's just not civil. And they may do it to us. And by the way, way. They have Antifa. You're right. They have armies, you know, that come after us if we go and we try to do a rally. I understand. But, I mean, really, I don't think it's right to go over with the governor when he has his family there to accost him. Because, but then this...
I might have done it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
But I got to tell you. This is a study in community. If you're from New Jersey, you understand New Jersey. It was so these people that went over to accost the governor.
Yeah,
they were so Jersey, and the poor governor looked stunned because if you're worth $500 million, you really have no idea what the community. You don't. You don't. You go by, okay, what's the socialist agenda? That's the way the Democrats think. Now, listen to me. They go, okay, free for all the illegals that come in, free everything, free college, and we'll make this, we have to ethnically balance everything. God forbid they try to be politically correct, and they do everything again. You and I, as the workers and the foundation and the tax base, for the great states of New York and New Jersey, they could care less about us. They don't care. They just plain don't care. We need health care. What about my health care? You're going to give me everybody health care. Then I'm going to have to pay my kid's going to have to pay $1,000 just if he doesn't want your health care. It's so wrong. So these people came over to Governor Murphy. And with respect to the governor, it was hysterical because he was stunned. When you get Jersey, you mess with Jersey, you get Jersey back. Joey, do we have that audio? Do we have that audio?
Yes, we do.
Let's bleep it out. Here it is.
How are you doing? You're having fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other.
No, I am not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on? Please?
You can go yourself. How's that?
Wait, I don't need a mask on. You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing
like
wrong with me.
I like the Trump focus.
You're right.
Guess who Trump likes? He likes my dad.
Yeah,
he doesn't like. Thank you.
I gotta tell you, it was so wrong. It was so wrong, but it was so funny because Governor Murphy's there, and stay with me on this, please.
Right.
You'll have to understand, and with Andrew Cuomo too. And I'm not saying anything attacking it. They just don't understand the community. This whole Corona thing, this whole Wuhan thing. Listen to me. Stay with me. Hold on. This whole virus, everything about it has just been mismanaged and mishandled. They don't know what they're doing. And you want to know the truth? I don't know if I could do any better. It's just an impossible situation. But what they don't understand, when they go after the Jewish community in Brooklyn, or they go after New Jersey and they shut down businesses, or in Pennsylvania, you can't buy booze the day before Thanksgiving. Yes, I'm telling you, they limit liquor consumption or sales the day before Thanksgiving. You can't be serious. Where do they get the gall, I'm watching my language, to shut us down like that?
Even
so, if you're going to do that, you're going to get Jersey back in your face. And by the way, shout out to the governor, Governor Murphy's son, who stuck up for his father. That was very nice to see. That was great.
The whole exchange reminds me of a politician or a famous person who expects they're going to get praise, and then they get ripped. So they have that dumbfounded smile on their face at first, and then they're getting ripped. And they don't know how to react. Like, they don't know to... Like, Christie would have gotten angry.
The first thing is that... And then I had a laugh. Listen, he puts his mask on.
Right.
It's like the same way. Well, mask. And then everybody at the table said, that's right. We have a mask mandate. We better put it on. They're eating. Don't get me wrong. I know it was rude. It should not have been done, but you got to laugh.
But see,
man,
if it was Christie, he would have went right back at the person, right? But everyone else, I don't care who you are, politician, famous, doesn't matter, would have sat there for another minute or two, like contemplating, do I get angry or do I just try and divorce myself from the situation? That's why Murphy's look is hysterical. But again, it was wrong to do what they did. He did nothing wrong. He was sitting at his table outside with his family. You're allowed to have your mask off.
That's right.
There was nothing wrong. And I believe he was putting his mask on because the woman didn't have a mask on. And she was, I mean, literally less than a foot from his face, screaming every word in the book.
Yeah.
So even I would have put my mask on. I would be like, take it easy. But you're right. His son was like, listen, you know what?
His son was great. Yeah, I love when his
son
stuck
up. I am no fan of the governor.
That was great.
I'm no fan of the governor. I don't like his teeth. I don't like a lot of things. But what that that incident,
bad, Albert.
No, no, it's but that you're incident, bad. But that incident just speaks volumes of that's not the way to do things.
I know, and you're right, and I couldn't agree more. It was just, please, you just don't accost somebody like that.
No,
and,
but it was. What, but what's going to happen? You think the governor suddenly going to turn around to that woman and go, "Okay, you know what? You're right. No more masks. That's it. We're opening everything up." Like, come on.
But it just really tells the frustration that the politicians don't understand. They don't understand. You can't shut down the businesses anymore.
Well, no, but he did say.
Killing businesses.
I read it in my news report. Hold on a second.
These businesses will not recover.
Understood.
You can't, cannot.
Joe, I'm in 100% agreement with you.
You cannot continue to shut down businesses.
I am in 100% agreement with you. But if you notice what he's doing, and he just said in my last news report, he said, I'm not planning on shutting down indoor dining. I'm not shutting businesses, but I'm not going to increase it. So it's going to be 25% for now. We're going to keep things the way they are because they don't show an evidence of a massive spread. So that's good. So keep the businesses going. At least you have Lord Cuomo, who's overreacting in certain regions. Where now think about it. And Councilman Borelli on his Facebook page last night, somebody said this. So there's an orange zone at the southern half of Staten Island right now and a yellow zone in the northern half. So some guy said, so in other words, if my barbershop is in the orange zone, all I have to do is go to the yellow zone and I can go get a haircut, right? I mean, essentially, that's what it is. You're telling people the orange zone, the businesses have to shut down, non-essential businesses. So what do I do if I have to go and get something that's non-essential? I'll just go up to the yellow zone.
I'll take
a 30-minute drive and go get what I need to do.
And also, Joe Sebelia, if you would, let's post that with the bleeps in it because I don't want the language out there, if you'd be so kind. We will post that
certainly on
the station website, and then maybe Kara would be so kind to post it on my Twitter feed as well, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. And then also, did you see the Bronx Tale parody with Donald Trump?
Yes.
Saying, now you just can't leave.
Don't give it away. People should search for it and watch it because the ending of it is hilarious.
You know what? Well, don't bother searching for it. Let's post it. Let's just go ahead and post it.
Right.
Is it there's no language. Language there?
But
I don't even want to tell you about it. It's a parody of Chaz's great film, Chaz Palminteri's great film. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll have Chaz on tomorrow to talk about it because somebody sent it to me. A lot of people sent it to me, and it's really a parody of that scene in The Bronx Tale. Now you just can't leave. You're right. Let's not give it away. Let's not give it away. Oh, hysterical.
When they saw,
hysterical.
I know.
Hysterical.
Very, very
but I wanted to see what Chaz thought about it, but I won't even tell you. But let's post that as well. Maybe we'll put it on my site. You got to laugh because it's getting completely out of control. Completely out of control. Hey, anyway. Joe on the radio, but don't really. And I know New York, and I know Jersey, and you're around the country. We don't take orders very well. We really don't. And you know what? We're getting we got taxed. They raised the toll.
You don't take orders very well.
When I tell you that you have to pay tolls, and tolls, they hike tolls on our roads during the pandemic. That's exactly what they did. And it was inexcusable, and it was rude, and it was so insensitive and so unaware and clueless to the population of the great state of New Jersey. When they're going to raise the tolls, and that's exactly what they did. They are clueless. They're just not in touch. They're not in touch with the people. And that those people accosting Governor Murphy like that, it was wrong. Please don't do that. But I understand the frustration. The politicians don't understand the frustration. They say they do. They have no clue. This is the most mismanaged, this whole COVID Wuhan thing is mad. And also this too, I meant to tell you. We're at each other's throats the whole time. I'm out there. I'm looking at everybody and they all got masks on. I'm looking at the White House. The Marine Guards have masks on. This is the communists attacking us. That's what this is. This is communist China attacking us. And you know what we're doing? Attacking each other. And that's exactly what they want. And the Democrats used it. What was the initiative and the platform to try to defeat Donald Trump? They used a virus. They used it as part of that was their campaign. And in as history unfolds, they will look at the accomplishments, in my opinion, of President Trump, and they'll see what he did for the black community, for the Latino community, for women. Yes, for women. Check it out. Just look at it. For the military. And they'll see all the things that President Trump did, and they'll say, well, then why did he lose the election? Because the Democrats diabolically were smarter than the Republicans, and they always are. The Democrats diabolically are always meaner than the Republicans. Republicans. They're always meaner, and they always win because of that. And they said, a virus, let's use it against the president. So the Democrats, they joined together with the communists. Listen to me, and you know I'm right when I tell you this. Who else did they join up with? Who else? Come on. The mainstream media. They all got together. We got a virus. Yes! People are dying. Yes! Show it every second. Every second of our airways. I want to open how many cases. Not that there's people that are recovering. Not that cases mean like that there's a 99.9% survival rate. Not that there's an epic historic Operation Warp Speed bringing 1, 2, 3 vaccines to the medical arena where it takes 8 to 10 years. What this president has done was epic and historic. They never say it. They join with the communists. Let's take down the president. And people are unaware enough, and I'm being kind in my vernacular, they're unaware enough, they're going to vote for Donald Trump didn't do this, he mishandled it. No, it's exactly what the playbook was. Biden is a Manchurian candidate for President Xi, and dang, if it doesn't unfold the way we want it to on December 14th, you've got China, you've got the communists behind the resolute desk in the Oval Office. That's exactly what's happening. And the Democrats used it. They didn't care. The death counts, that's probably half. If it's half of that, they don't care. They're going to tell us every single day on every single network how many deaths there are. They don't want this virus to stop. And we're attacking each other. And we're attacking who didn't put what person in the nursing homes. And all. And we're all. That's exactly the playbook of the communists. Goodness gracious. And these governors got everybody's got to just stop. If there's a 99.9% survival rate and it doesn't affect children and young people and old people like me just got to be careful, then don't stop society. Don't shut down businesses. You know why? You'll never recover. And it's what the communists want. Oh, there, I wanted to say that. Sorry. I had to just get that off my chest. Thank you. And so help me, God, no matter what they do, in the name of God Almighty, we're going to make it. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about election interference in Pennsylvania and Georgia. Hello, Mike Gallagher's checking in. Pete Hegseth coming up in the next hour. Mark Garber as well. And John O'Hurley. And you always at 877-970-2999. Now you got me fired up, mama. It's Tuesday. It's Thanksgiving. God bless America. We got this. 20 after 8. Brandy Scott on the roads. In for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Should start moving better on the Cross Island heading southbound, approaching the Grand Central. Collision in that area has been picked up. BQE westbound packed, moving between Queens Boulevard and McGinnis Humboldt. That broken down car on the outbound Gowanus cleared out of the way over by the Belt Merge. Belt heading westbound, very heavy, moving between the Van Wyck and Lefferts Boulevard. You've got some slowdowns on the FDR southbound, moving between the Triborough into the 70s. Cross Bronx, a solid ride on the westbound side. Broken down car picked up over by Webster Avenue, but now we've got a crash by Castle Hill Avenue. You are bumper to bumper, basically from the Bruckner through to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Inbound, not too bad, both up and down, going to run you about 5 to 10. Inbound Lincoln looking good. Inbound Holland will cost you about 20 minutes. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, going up to about 48 degrees. Tonight, cloudy and chilly, temperatures dip in the low 30s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well done, Brandy. Joe on the radio at 8:22 telling you about Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield, you want to make your house worth more, give it a curb appeal and more real estate value, and also your business, you got to Rhino Shield your home. It's the ceramic coating. That's what Rhino Shield is, right? And it seals your house or commercial business, and it looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. Now, every time I'd come down my driveway, I would look at my home. I told you this, and there would be like faded areas here, faded areas there, and I would say, Mikey, come on, Mikey, let's paint this area here, and I'd have the paint for the, and it was exhausting. Then I meet Susan at Rhino Shield, right? Through the radio station. And Susan goes, Joe, let's do your house because you'd complain about the painting. So Susan comes out. I swear it was great. And I told you this before. All the kids got together and we went on the computer and she did like this graphic of our house and she with different colors. And the kids decided what color and they Rhino Shielded the house. It was so quick. The workers at Rhino Shield, this is a testament to Susan and what a great businesswoman she is. Meticulous workers, quick. You don't even know they're there. Boom. And the house looks spectacular. And then we went even further. I told you this. Susan goes, you Rhino Shield your deck, which was a nice way of telling me your deck looks bad. So I said, Susan, let's do it. And she picked the color. And now then, just a couple weeks ago, it is the week before last, we super shielded the roof. Will you please call Susan for your home or your business? This is the best thing I've ever done. Because I'm telling you, if you're a homeowner, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's always something. Am I right or wrong? There's always something that's a problem. I am so indebted to Susan for doing such a great job with Rhino Shield. You're going to love it. And you owe it to yourself, by the way, to at least make the call. And then let Susan tell you she'll offer you 15% off the final price. Any job signed in the month of November, no matter when you want the job started. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for a year. It's called Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
When running a business, HR issues can be brutal. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, no hidden fees. Cancel anytime you want. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/MikeG right now to schedule your free HR audit. Bambi.com/MikeG. That's Bambi, spelled Bam to the BEE.com/MikeG.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor because it works. It worked. Worked for me in 5 days. I took my Relief Factor this morning. I take it 3 times a day. You could take a look. You know, you could take it a couple times a day. We suggest you do it 3 times a day, and you stay on it. And now, if you take the 3-week quick start and you stay on that, what I did when I started it, it's only $19.95. I keep telling $19.95, which is about $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com from Pete and Seth Talbot. I was out there. I had the best time. I can't wait for these spots to come out. These Relief Factor commercials, it's me with Larry Elder, my buddy Larry, and Pat Boone, who was like, he was like Elvis when I was a kid, man. He looked spectacular. His wife, you know, she was in pain for years. She started taking Relief Factor. It got her out of pain. And he, Pat, rumor has it that he went to the Talbots like I did and said, hey, I want to advertise with you, Pat. And I did the same thing about bringing Relief Factor to this program because I like telling you things that make your life better. And Relief Factor, in my opinion, will make your life better. In my opinion, and I know how it works works for me, and I feel it will work for you, okay? That's not a clinical claim. That's from me to you across the kitchen table here this morning. You got to try Relief Factor if you want to get out of pain from Pete and Seth Talbot. And they came up with a three-week quick start just for you for only $19.95. Please go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-583-84.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is a retired Senior Intelligence Operations Officer, whistleblower, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Hey, Colonel, welcome back to the show. Thank you for your service, sir, and always a privilege to have you with us, sir.
Joe, I always love being on with you, so thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, Tony. Well, you know, we love you, man. And you testified to the Pennsylvania legislature in March 2019 urged the Commonwealth to stop using the hackable computer voting system. What happened there? And why would they switch to paper ballots after all of that?
Well, I'm glad you're on top of this. We testified to the very vulnerabilities we're now seeing. You had people who have these thumb drives. Joe, do you trust people to kind of nose around your computer with a thumb drive? Do you think that's safe? Well, imagine giving these things to party hacks to kind of run around, poke these things in machines. And actually, one of the theories of the crime is these guys were running around in Philadelphia kind of adjusting the votes with these sticks. We can't find the six. There's 47 missing thumb drives of these things we just can't find. So,
wow.
Yeah. So this is not like conspiracy stuff. This is like basic accountability. Where are the thumb drives so we can check them out? Oh, we lost them. You lost them? How is that even possible? And then the other point is the specific vulnerability regarding digitization. If you have a paper ballot, you must have a paper ballot that can be tracked. You must be able to do essentially risk-limiting audits. These are common sense things, Joe, and I testified to this, and instead of actually going down that path, they allowed this Dominion. By the way, let me correct one of the things that's out there that's being talked about. It's not a voting machine. Dominion has a voting system. And get this, there are four separate machines in each system. Each one of those is a vulnerability regarding someone to either a foreign actor to hack, which is my big issue, or someone in our own system to do something to mess up. So, you know, you don't have to be a conspiracy person to understand that the basic standards of trying to get these things synchronized and work together leaves huge vulnerabilities. And let me tell you a little secret.
Yes, sir.
Pennsylvania never certified their voting machines. This is another legal avenue that's now being looked at. So imagine this. Imagine that, you know, you've got this really great automobile, and they build it and everything, but somehow it never quite works because it was never inspected. All the parts don't work together correctly. Joe, that's what we're finding here. We're finding a lot of negligence and a lot of things which, you know, we don't know if it's fraud or not. We can't even tell because they never did proper certification. That's how bad it is.
We should talk to Rudy Giuliani, man, because, you know, looking here, Lieutenant Colonel, you testified in Georgia, Texas, South Carolina. How was your testimony received in those states? Let's start there, sir.
Well, South Carolina went very well. They were all in Texas. Joe, Texas rejected Dominion. They actually, their Secretary of State said, we should not. and look what happened. Their elections went just fine. Georgia again, limited my ability to sit down and talk to people regarding the threat. I never got in to see the Secretary of the State or the Governor. I dealt with members of the legislature, Senate primarily, who were on our side. So, again, Georgia, you know, my testimony down there was limited to those who really wanted to hear about the threat. And, again, let me be very clear for the audience. The governor and the secretary of state refused to see me during my time down in Georgia. So, again, I'm an intelligence officer. I'm just saying it's just like a pattern to me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so did you talk to Mayor Giuliani and the team, the legal team, Tony?
I can't go into what we're doing, but let me put it this way. I'm pretty sure you'd be impressed with who's listening to what I'm saying. Just saying.
So there's hope, and the deadline is December 14th, we look like, but you're telling me there is. That looks like a really big window of hope of what you just told us, Colonel Schaefer.
Let me be very clear. I am working on teams to help organize this issue. We are doing everything we can to support Rudy, to support other teams. You know, look, Joe, we're in this together, and this is all about accountability. I believe that no matter what side you're on, if we don't enforce rigid election security and allow the Democrats just to kind of decide what who they want to win, we will lose our democracy, we will lose our republic. So this is not a left-right issue. This is a basic Save the Republic issue that a bunch of us are trying to do everything we can to do.
God bless you, Colonel, for doing what you're doing. And again, Colonel Schaefer is president of the London Center for Policy Research, which is a great organization named after our late great friend Herb London, and how proud he would be, Tony, for all the work that you're doing. You know what's frustrating is, aside from talking on the show here, and we're breaking news on the show here, and Mayor Giuliani was kind enough to join us, Sidney Powell comes on the show, Joe DeGeneva comes on the show, Jenna Ellis comes on the show. There's evidence. You just gave us some searing evidence here. And the press, not word one from the mainstream media, Tony. How frustrated, Colonel, is that, sir?
No, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, again, Joe, as you point out, and by the way, yeah, I think Herb Blunt would be very proud of what we're doing right now.
Yes, sir.
To that point, the testimony I gave on the record, these things that we're talking about, we're willing to go on the record. Again, this is not fantasy. This is not conspiracy. This is simply looking at public documents of the state of Pennsylvania and saying what your policy is, what the certification requirements are, was not completed. And now you have clearly lost control of critical items, of controlled items that clearly were material to the results of the election, and you can't find them. So again, it's like how does anybody with good conscience not understand that this is not about a conspiracy? This is about incompetence. This is about people, in that situation doing things which, you know, may or may not be legal, but everybody should be open to the review and encouraging the review. The people who are most against the review are the very people who are trying to win this election. And I think, Joe, 72 million people are not convinced of the Biden victory, and this is a very dangerous situation for the Biden team.
Let me tell you about Colonel Schaefer as you listen here. In March 2019, Colonel had testimony to the Pennsylvania legislature. He encouraged the Commonwealth to cease using the hackable computer voting system. And again, Colonel Schaefer, as a cyber operations expert, worked as a senior intelligence operations officer with the FBI, with the NSA, and the CIA to develop both offensive and defensive cyber capabilities. What's going on with Dominion, what's going on in this election, And if we may, because now I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist, Colonel, but this looked like they used the pandemic to do mail-in voting, and this was all planned. Am I wrong, sir, when I say that?
You're correct. So watch this space. Next week you're going to hear some announcements on the very thing you just said. One of the notable things is that there had to be ballots introduced to the system to match the voting tally, kind of. You had to get it within a certain parameter. You can explain it away with some level of digital error. But yes, what we've seen here is they've created these mail-in opportunities. They created these mass voting centers. Think about this. They put all these people together in one big room for COVID. Get this, Joe. You'll love this. Oh, we got to do COVID security, so we're going to put everybody in a big room. Centralized voting. Instead of decentralized, which is much safer, much more secure, they put them in a big room, and then they create chaos. It's what we call it is the Ocean's 11 syndrome. They're doing all this stuff in plain sight of some of these folks and trying to distract them from them watching these ballots being introduced physically into the count. So it's coming, Joe. This is all going to be out there very soon.
Well, Carly, would you be so kind? We wish you all the best for Thanksgiving, by the way. But maybe after Thanksgiving, you come back next week and you report in, Colonel Schaefer.
I think you'll like to hear what we had to say.
A vital, vital chat this morning, sir. We appreciate it. Thank you for your service to the United States of America, Colonel Schaefer, with great love and respect. And again, the best for Thanksgiving this week. And let's talk next week. Yes, sir. Thank you. There's the man. I mean, we are breaking news on the show right here. Do you think anyone's listening? Will it get out there? We send press releases out. What you're hearing, what Colonel Schaefer did. You heard what Jen Kern said, what she thinks. She found out information as well. And you you're not going to hear anything from the mainstream media. Colonel Schaefer is an expert. He's the man right here. And what he's telling us, where is it? Why won't the there's no stories on it, man. It's us. It's us alone. And so help me God, we're not going down. And we applaud Colonel Schaefer for doing the valiant work he's doing for the United States of America. It's for our freedoms. And I'm telling you what, if you don't take care of this now, oh, the president should concede. Oh, no, he should not. He can't, because if he concedes, you are opening up a hornet's nest down in Georgia for January 5th. You've got to take care of it now. You've got to run this course. The mainstream media is against us. Everybody's fighting against us. They got China on their side. They got every socialist, Democrat, communist is on their side. And sometimes I feel like it's just us fighting. And so help me God, we're going to keep fighting. As my dad said when he was in the United States Army Air Corps, onward and forward. Hey, it's 8:38 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. And right now, Big Al Gattulo has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey officials aren't completely sold on a new study that claims the Hudson River tunnels could be repaired without disrupting service. Longbridge Associates released a study yesterday saying similar tunnel repairs made to New York City's subway system could be made to the 110-year-old rail tunnels that were damaged by Hurricane Sandy. Experts say the tunnels would be able to stay in service while new ones are being built as part of the $9.5 billion Gateway project that was proposed back in 2011. But Governor Murphy and other local officials say the proposal might not be feasible. New York City working towards opening schools but doesn't have any plans set in stone. Mayor de Blasio says increased coronavirus testing is definitely part of the reopening process, adding bringing back schools can be done even though it will take a lot of effort this time around. De Blasio says efforts rely on parents returning testing request forms back to schools. Meanwhile, the city is focusing on bringing special needs children back first, followed by early childhood education. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Not moving much on the belt heading westbound approaching Cross Bay Boulevard. We've got an unauthorized tractor trailer out there blocking a lane. You are jammed from the Van Wyck. Going to need some extra time on the BQE eastbound approaching the Grand Central. Westbound side, a slow go between Northern Boulevard and LaGuardia. Heavy delays on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Basically packed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. We've got a collision out there over by Castle Hill Avenue, slowing down on the eastbound side, trying to exit onto the Deegan. That's because of a stall on the ramp. Heavy delays going back to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Inbound at the George, looking good up and down. Inbound Lincoln, 5 minutes or less. Over at the inbound Holland, it's a 15-minute wait. And New Jersey Transit, North Jersey Coastline service suspended in both directions between South Amboy and Penn Station. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, warming up to around 48 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning. The number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So Frank Fassaro is a buddy, right? He, a Marine, former Marine, great guy at the Columbus Citizens Foundation I told you about. And I knew he always had a great business, you know, and he was always so successful. Then I look at this piece of copy, you know, that we have to tell you about, the Forum Group, and I'm going, I think that's Frank Fassaro's company, because I see his son's, Chris's name on it. And then I start reading this, and I'm telling you, this is a big successful company. I'll tell you what, they specialize. It's like a veteran-owned staffing firm. First of all, let me tell you, that's veteran-owned, right? From this great Marine, Frank Fassaro, my buddy. They have offices in New York and Southern Connecticut, and they've been an industry leader in professional recruitment, vendor management, and payrolling since 1974. And I'm telling you, Frank knows what he's doing, so I'm proud to tell you this. I was so happy that they jumped on the air with us, you know, because they've been there 40 years. Forum has placed tens of thousands of pre-screened professionals on both a direct hire and contract temporary basis with their extensive and diverse clientele. They have eight principal areas of specialization, like accounting and finance, information technology, healthcare, compliance and regulatory. Look at this. Legal, human resources, creative and digital marketing, and office administration. Now, they have over 100 highly trained and experienced counselors. They partner with their clients on each phase of a search assignment, from initial screening to final negotiations. That's one-stop shopping here at Forum, right? To ensure a timely and successful conclusion. If you are an organization interested in filling a difficult requirement or an individual seeking your next position, will you please call Chris Fusaro, Frank's son, at 212-687-4050. It's 212-687-4050, extension 365.
What do Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump all have in common? They all attended private schools chosen by their parents. Do you believe that all families should have school choice, just like they did? On average, taxpayers spend $15,424 per student on K-12 public education. The American Federation for Children believes that all families, especially lower-income families, should have the right to use those tax dollars to give their child the best education environment that meets their needs, whether that's at a district, charter, magnet, private, home, or with virtual education. During times of COVID, the American Federation for Children believes that parents deserve a portion of that $15,424 to use for home, virtual, or private education, especially if public schools do not reopen for in-person classes. If you agree and you support school choice, go to fundmychildnow.com and sign the petition. That's fundmychildnow.com. And follow along on social media at School Choice Now.
Parents, let's be honest. Many high school and college age kids seem to have little direction these days. That might be true for your son or daughter. They spend a lot of time gaming, hanging with friends, but nothing seems to lead them on a path to adulthood. You may want them to go to a four-year university, but their grades just don't warrant it. Their lack of passion and direction makes you wonder if a four-year university would even be a wise investment. Here's a better route to consider. The Full Stack Software Development Program from Steve Wozniak, available through SalemCareerHub.com. They'll learn real-life work skills that are marketable and in high demand right now. And at SalemCareerHub.com, you can sign up for these courses at 50% off their regular price. Talk it over with your kids and get them out of the basement. They're probably as anxious as you are to move forward and just need a little push. The place to start? SalemCareerHub.com. You can also call 866-711-6275. 866-711-6275. Or SalemCareerHub.com.
Hey, hi, Joe Piscopo. Great to have you with us this morning. Look, it's 8:45 on this Tuesday, rolling into Thanksgiving on Thursday already. Wow. Empire State Bank, that's where you want to go. It's part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. I've seen that firsthand with Phil and Jeannie and Tom and Esmeralda and the great team at Empire State Bank. They are community. They are your community. I keep telling you this. I go to nonprofits, you know, and I'll go with Phil to Staten Island. They opened up a beautiful branch, you know, and I went out and entertained in the bank, you know, and I love that they are so involved with the community. And so many people, as this pandemic hit, they were scared. They had businesses. They had nonprofits. They didn't know what to do. You know what they did? They turned to Empire State Bank. And can I tell you something? I know personally that Phil and his team took care of everybody with these loans from the government, you know. And I'm not saying you can get a loan all the time. Sometimes it's very, very tough and you can't. But I know the first thing Phil did was took care of his clients like that at Empire State Bank. And by the way, Empire State Bank is there for all your business needs and all your personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. They cover it right there in your community. Empire State Bank. Will you please check out ESBNA.com? ESBNA.com. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and all throughout the Lower Hudson Valley. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, yeah. Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago. The town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down.
Joe on the radio, I gotta tell you, one of the great towns in the United States of America is Chicago. And then you look over the weekend, 47 shot, maybe I think it was five deaths in Chicago over the weekend, and you don't hear a word about it. Not a word about it. It's not in the mainstream media. It's so racist to me. Racist. You want to talk about racism, that they don't cover these deaths that are mostly black-on-black crime in the inner cities across America. You don't hear about what's happening in Brooklyn, what happened in New York City alone. Nobody cares. Yet they would go after... I am so disgusted with the mainstream media. And I think the systemic racism is within the mainstream media. I really do. It's not in the police department. They use that false narrative. It's the mainstream media to divide us. Why in the name of God don't they say, look at these poor kids being shot? What are we going to do? The president shows up. He goes, I'll send in the National Guard. And the walking zombies that handle Chicago, the mayor and her team, my goodness gracious, these strange creatures, they don't do a thing about it. It is so unsettling, you know, and all they're going to tell us is how bad Donald Trump is. And I'm embarrassed that they don't do it. And I want a news media to investigate what's going on. How can you help out these folks in the inner cities that are these deaths, these shootings in the inner cities in New York? They won't address it. You know, Governor Andrew Cuomo wins an international Emmy. And you're going like, and everybody listen to New York. And by the way, we congratulate Andrew. I know you don't want to hear me say that. I don't want to be negative, but it's like, could someone please step up and speak the truth? Yeah, you can't keep shutting us down.
But I did, Joe. I spoke the truth every day.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
my,
why I'm so very happy to get this award.
Anyway, you know what I want to do is, and we give our send our condolences to the Dinkins family, David Dinkins, New York City's first black mayor, 93 years old, by the way, spiffy as ever, and right with it, right to the last day. So, and I know politically you're not going to agree with David Dinkins politically, but we wish him, may he rest in peace, and to his family, we send our condolences because we just want to be objective at this time. Hey, Joe on the radio, so we got a lot to get into. 877-970-2999. I will try to grab a couple calls when we come back. Let me break right now to Brandy Scott, and I'll see if I can't get a couple calls when we come back. I'm excited to tell you my buddy Pete Hegseth is on the show. Talk about a great veteran and a great man who served his community wonderfully. Pete is with us, and Mark Garber is going to join us, and John O'Hurley as well. And your phone calls, I will try to get there ASAP, 877-970-2999 on AM 970. The Answer. Brandy Scott doing a great job for Debbie Duhame on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, not so great out there on the belt heading westbound, approaching Cross Bay Boulevard. Tractor trailer where he's not supposed to be. One lane is blocked. You are pretty much at a standstill from the Van Wyck. BQE westbound, a bumper-to-bumper ride. Queens Boulevard through to McGinnis Humboldt. Eastbound, a slow go approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Crash on the Cross Bronx has been picked up westbound over by Castle Hill Avenue. Still have some heavy delays moving between the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments at the outbound George. Eastbound Cross Bronx should start moving better, exiting onto the Deegan. Stall on that ramp has been picked up. Deegan southbound, very heavy, moving between 179th and Yankee Stadium. You've got some delays on the Harlem River Drive heading southbound, approaching the Triborough Bridge. Inbound at the George in pretty good shape, both up and down. Inbound Lincoln looking good as well. Inbound Holland will run you about 15 minutes. And New Jersey Transit, North Jersey Coastline service still suspended in both directions between Penn Station and South Amboy. Bus service provided. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Charlie Kirk explains why we have recounts.
We're told this is the most secure election in American history. The recount has now uncovered uncounted ballots in three counties, 2,600 in Floyd County, mostly for Trump, 2,755 in Fayette County, mostly for Trump, and an undetermined amount in Walton County, mostly for Trump. Do you see a pattern here?
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Wednesday night, the St. John's Red Storm hosts the Peacocks of St. Peter's in the Lapchick Tournament. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:40, tip-off at 7. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. Hey, I tell you the good things. I tell you the good things that'll do your life good. The real estate market has exploded, right? And I'm telling you, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You look around. Who do I call? You call not Ghostbusters. You call Calamine & Company Real Estate. 718-998-1100. Calamine & Company Real Estate. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties because you're not going to know what to do when there's an estate-owned property. What am I doing? How do I do it? They regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogate's court. And perhaps most impressive about Calamine & Company is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling those estate-owned properties. Will you call Lewis, please? The Calamine family is great. You will love Lewis. You know what's great? They take a client-focused, old-school approach. Lewis is a young guy. He gets it. And like me, I'm thinking, now that I fixed it up with Rhino Shield and everything up to the house, I'm going, maybe I sell. Call Lewis. He knows. He knows what the market is. You're looking to get out. We hope you don't get out. But if you're looking for it, you want to call Calamine & Company Real Estate, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, calamine.com. And you know clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberger's a marathon man, meteorologist. Joey, good morning. How are we doing weather-wise today? It's going to be a little chilly today, huh?
A little chilly. Temperature's probably going to be in the upper 40s for a high with a brisk breeze and a decent amount of sunshine. It's going to be totally sunny, but not a bad day today. Okay. But tomorrow, a little cloudier, a little bit milder. We get into the low and mid-50s across the area, mid to upper 50s Thanksgiving Day. But that's the day, unfortunately, we've got rain in the forecast before we dry it out for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah. Now, the rain on Thanksgiving, I keep asking you that. It may end by noonish, you're thinking, huh?
The steadiness of the rain should be done by then. I think there may still be some leftover very light rain or drizzle or a shower in the afternoon. It's not totally dry in the afternoon, but it gets drier with each passing hour.
All right. How's that allergy report doing, my friend?
It's brought to us by Balance of Nature. It's very low. It's probably going to be in that category for the foreseeable future, certainly into the weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. Joe Lumberg, wonderful as always. We appreciate your hard work. Appreciate that very, very much. Hey, let me go to Hank. Hank's been holding all morning. He's a Marine. You don't want to do that. We got Pete Hegseth coming up. He's a warrior. Let's go to this warrior right now. Hank, good morning. Got a couple seconds. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm glad you calmed down. I put on Twitter to you, take a breath, please. Joe, I'm going to stay on the side of safety. I canceled Thanksgiving with the family. And I'm going to tell you why. I think my family, as well as the people in Lakewood that don't follow the rules or think they're above the rules, I've asked the kids, please take your zinc, please take vitamin D. They don't want to be bothered. They feel they're above it, that this virus doesn't affect them. And I'm playing safe. I wish you and everybody in the studio a very happy Thanksgiving, healthy Thanksgiving. Be careful. Do the smart thing. Go with your heart this time. I know what you feel like. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Hank, thank you. We got a break, and I appreciate what you're saying and understand that, you know? And, you know, we do. And in my opinion, take your balance of nature. I'm just saying. Keep your immune system strong. They don't tell us that. I'm telling you that. Keep your immune system strong. Hey, Pete Hegseth, our buddy. He's a co-host of Fox and Friends on the weekend. He's coming up. John O'Hurley on Radio Piscopo. We are coming right back at you.
News. Opinion.